بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إليه يرد علم الساعة، وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها، وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه، ويوم يناديهم أين شركائي قالوا آذناك ما منا من شهيد.
Verse number 47. To Allah alone the knowledge of the hour returns. He alone knows when it will occur. No one besides Him knows this. No fruit emerged from their protective sheath, and no female conceives except by His knowledge. Nothing of that escapes Him. On the day when Allah will call the idolaters who used to worship idols together with Him, reproaching them for their worship of those idols, "Where are my partners that you used to worship besides me, and claim they are my partners?" The idolaters will say, "We confess before you. There is not one of us who testifies now that you have a partner."
وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَظَنُّوا مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ.
Verse number 48. The idols that they used to call on will disappear from them, and they will be certain that they will have no escape from Allah's punishment.
لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير وإن مسه الشر فيئوس قنوط.
Verse number 49. Man does not tire of asking for health, wealth, children, and other favors. If he is afflicted by poverty, sickness, and the like, then he becomes extremely despondent of Allah's mercy.
وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِنْ رُجِعْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي عِندَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى فَلَنُنَبِّئَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ.
Verse number 50. If I have to let him taste from me health, riches, and well-being after difficulty and sickness that afflicted him, he will certainly say, "This is mine, because I'm worthy and deserving of it. I do not think the hour will take place. If it is assumed that the hour will take place, then I will have the very best by Allah. Just as He favored me in the world, because I was deserving of that, He will favor me in the afterlife. I will certainly tell those who rejected Allah about the disbelief and the sins they did, and I will make them taste a punishment of extreme severity."
وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ.
Verse number 51. When I bless a man with the favor of health, well-being, and the like, he becomes unmindful of Allah's remembrance and obedience and turns away in pride. When sickness, poverty, and the like afflict him, then he becomes one of long supplication to Allah, complaining to Him of what has afflicted him from Him to remove it. He does not thank his Lord when He blesses him and is not patient when He tests him.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كَانَ من عند الله ثم كفرتم به من أضل ممن هو في شقاق بعيد.
Verse number 52. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, tell me, if this Qur'an was from Allah, and then you rejected and disbelieved in it, what will be your condition? Who is more wrong than the person who is stubborn towards the truth, despite its appearance and the clarity and the strength of its evidence?
سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ.
Verse number 53. I will show them my signs in the heavens and on earth. I will show them my signs within souls, so that it will become clear to them without any doubt that this Qur'an is the truth, without any doubt. Is it not enough for these idolaters that the Qur'an is true by Allah's testimony, that it is from Him? Who can be a greater witness than Allah? If they were seeking the truth, they would have sufficed with the testimony of their Lord.
إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط.
Verse number 54. Surely, these idolaters doubt the meeting of their Lord on the Day of Judgment, as they deny resurrection, and they do not believe in the afterlife. Therefore, they do not prepare for it with righteous action. Indeed, Allah's knowledge and power encompasses everything. Beneficial points. 1. The knowledge of the hour is only with Allah alone. 2. The way disbelievers deal with Allah's favors and retribution is haphazard and disorderly. 3. Allah's knowledge and power encompasses everything. The Consultation. Surah Ash-Shura. Themes of the Surah. An explanation of the reality of revelation and the Muhammadan mission, and that it is an extension of revelation to the prophets.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hameem.
Explanation. Verses number 1 and 2. This surah begins with the disconnected letters, the explanation for which has already preceded in Surah Al-Baqarah.
كَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Verse number 3. The one who has revealed this Qur'an to you is Allah. He, may He be glorified, is the one who sent revelation to the prophets before you. You are thus not the first to whom Allah sent revelation. He is the mighty in His decision and the dominant in His affair.
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
Verse number 4. Everything in the heavens and on earth belong to Him alone. He created, owns, and controls all of it. He is high in His self, and in terms of His status and domination, and majestic in His self.
تكاد السماوات يتفطرن من فوقهن والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم.
Verse number 5. Part of His Majesty, may He be glorified, is that the heavens, despite their greatness and height, are almost split apart. The angels glorify the praises of their Lord out of submission and in reverence of Him, and they seek forgiveness from Allah for those on earth. Indeed, Allah is the one who forgives the sins of those servants of His who repent, and He is merciful to them.
وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ.
Verse number 6. Those who take idols besides Allah, whom they align with and worship besides Allah, Allah lies in wait for them. He records their actions, and He will recompense them for that. You, O Messenger, are not in charge of them, and you will not be questioned about their actions. You are only one who conveys the message.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي
Verse number 7. Just as I sent revelation to the prophets before you, O Messenger, I have revealed to you an Arabic Quran, so that you may warn Mecca and the Arab towns around it, and thereafter the entire mankind, and warn people of the day of resurrection, when Allah will gather the earlier ones and the later ones in one plane for reckoning and recompense. There is no doubt in the occurrence of that day, on which people will be divided into two groups. One group will be in paradise, and these are the believers. And one group will be in the fire, and these are the disbelievers.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
Verse number 8. If Allah willed to make them one nation, on the religion of Islam, He would have done so, and entered them all into paradise. But His wisdom demanded that He enters whoever He wills into Islam, and then enters him into paradise. Those who wrong themselves by disbelief and sins will have no one to protect them, and no helper to rescue them from Allah's punishment.
أم اتخذوا من دونه أولياء فالله هو الولي وهو يحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 9. Instead, these idolaters have taken allies whom they align with besides Allah. Allah is the true protector. Others besides Him can bring no benefit nor harm. He gives life to the dead by resurrecting them for reckoning and recompense. He has power over all things, and nothing is outside His ability. May He be glorified.
وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب.
Verse number 10. Whatever you, O people, differ in about the principal and secondary matters of your religion, the judgment for that rests with Allah, and His book and the tradition of His messenger, peace be upon him, must be used as a reference. The one who possesses these attributes is my Lord. It is on him that I rely in all my affairs, and it is to him that I turn by repenting to him. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's greatness is apparent in everything. 2. The supplication for good by the angels in favor of those who have faith. 3. The messenger's task is to convey and show people the path towards goodness. 4. People in the afterlife will be into two groups, wretched and fortunate. 5. The Quran and the Sunnah are references for the believers in all their affairs, especially when there is disagreement.